Airtime for this program is paid for by the Yavapai County Contractors Association, and they are solely responsible for its content.
On AM 1130, by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's
Hammer Time.
Waking up with the YCCA. Hammer Time is brought to you by Franklin Plumbing, Earthworks Landscape and Supply, A Better You IV Bar, Prescott Home Safety, Vicente Landscaping, Badger Roofing, Blind Brothers Arizona, Barrett Propane, Prescott Dirt, Builders Wholesale, Call Tex, Foxworth Galbraith, and Dignity Health. And now from the studios of KQ&A, it's Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA. Here's the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
We're doing it.
We are on Facebook Live again this morning with Hammer Time
for a little while. We're not going to do our whole radio show live.
Oh, thank the Lord.
So wave to our audiences. Hi. Okay, so I'm Sandy with Yavapai County Contractors Association. This is my wingman, Mr. Mike Enders,
who is seated way back, so I look really small.
And our you do look a little tiny. Our beautiful guest, Miss Sherry Pimentel with ServiceMaster, the Wikipedia woman extraordinaire, everything to do with floods, leaks, fires, mold. You are the diva.
Yes, the disaster diva.
Oh my gosh, we just came up with that today. The disaster diva.
That's me.
I love it. Here's to the disaster diva.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes.
So we're going to do a little bit of Facebook Live with Sherry. And look what she brought. Ooh.
See's candies.
We love them. And I'm not, you know, I have smoked a few in my day. It's chocolate.
Yeah, because you're in a man's world.
And it's got an S on there.
Yes.
Is that for Sandy?
For Sandy.
Yes.
Perfect.
So, let's roll with Hammer Time.
You do rock that.
My mother taught me how to smoke cigars.
Because she does hold it properly. Like, she was rock. Oh.
There you go.
You can't tell with the embers.
Well, the rounded end is where you...
Oh, I couldn't tell.
But with it being chocolate.
Yeah, who cares?
We can go either way.
Yes.
Just don't light it.
So, we had a super show last weekend with Justin Ricketts of American Transport Bennett Oil.
Yes, we did.
Was it not
great
awesome?
Guy.
Okay.
Great guy.
So, how many of you have looked... Sherry, have you ever... Do you know how the... nozzle shuts off when your fuel tank is full?
No. I do not.
Sandy is the Wikipedia of this.
So, inside the nozzle, don't do this and have your trigger finger on the nozzle. There is a metal orb-like thing, and it senses, it's a sensor, and when the fuel reaches its limit, it cuts off.
It floats up and cuts off the...
Yes.
Well, thank God somebody invented that.
I know. So are
That's
you a,
cool.
Are you a topper?
Yes, I am.
Here's to the toppers.
Guilty.
Yay. So I kind of like this Facebook Live thing.
Pretty
kinda
cool.
Neat.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to Sherry about ServiceMaster. We're not going to stay live for the entire hour, but you can catch the rest of the program on Hammer Time on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM.
And 95.5 FM.
And the web, and we air next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So, with all that being said, I think we'll sign out of Facebook Live, get with our regular program, and get rolling through the airwaves.
Super. Okay. Well, it was a pleasure to join you.
Yes, it was a pleasure to join you.
Have a great day,
everyone. Have a great day.
Foxworth Galbraith, your local home improvement center, is not just a lumberyard, but they have lumber, roofing materials, a design center, home maintenance, and home repair products. They have siding and fantastic deck materials, doors, windows, paint, and the list goes on. Stop by and say hi. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 430 North 6th Street in Prescott.
There are lots of things in life to be worried about. As a career firefighter, I can't express enough how much a small bit of preparation could have saved lives and property. Small steps such as cleaning your dryer vent, sweeping your chimney, replacing your expired smoke and carbon monoxide alarms every 10 years, and maintaining your gas fireplace. These are the kinds of practical services we offer to take the worry out of whether your home and family are safe today, and more importantly, tomorrow. Call Jeff at Prescott Home Safety today and let us worry about the little things. 928-771-6034.
Decrease inflammation in your body, boost your immune system, help alleviate cold, flu, COVID symptoms. Are these things that you have been looking for? Well, good news. At A Better You IV Bar, we can help you with all these benefits of IV therapy. IV vitamin therapy, the vitamins go directly to your cells for immediate use. Hi, this is Jamie from A Better You IV Bar. Call or text me and let's work to better you at A Better You IV Bar. 928-421-4292. That's 928-421-4292.
You rock! And so does Prescott Dirt. Hey, this is Sam. Is your landscaping looking a little drab? Bring it back to life with Prescott Dirt. And this is where Prescott Dirt really rocks. Whether it's a small DIY project or you want to reinvent your entire yard, we have just the right amount and size rock to suit your project. Stop by either of our locations in Prescott or Prescott Valley and make your yard rock as much as you do. We're Prescott Dirt. Find us online at PrescottDirt.com.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Good morning. You are on air with Sandy, Mike, and Sherry. Sherry? Pimentel.
Yes.
Not pimento.
No. Pimentel.
With Service Master.
Yes.
And what are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about floods, waters. We got monsoons coming soon.
Know.
We just went through some terrible flooding here.
You know what? The rains that we had, I have never seen groundwater come up like it did.
I love you for saying that word, Sandy.
Groundwater?
Yes.
I love that word.
People don't understand the groundwater.
I know.
And we have groundwater flooding, we had snowmelt flooding, right. And then we mixed in stormwater flooding.
We had everything.
Everything.
And this spring with the monsoons, I think we're going to see that even exacerbated,
yes,
a little bit, because with the winter snows, that ground is,
yes,
still saturated.
Yes, what the it's word still, she just said,
groundwater.
We've got to be thinking of groundwater.
And it had no place to go except, as Sherry knows and Mike knows, it came up in people's basements.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Houses.
Like dynamite.
Yes.
So, consequently, Service Master to the rescue.
Yes.
Cleaning up, drying out groundwater, pulling back carpets, putting fans in.
Yes.
Before the four-letter word.
Exactly.
Oh, I didn't know we were going to say the four-letter
word.
No,
we might not say
okay.
it. I think
okay.
we'll just spell it.
Okay.
And the fuzzy stuff.
Yeah.
That's more than four letters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're describing.
Yeah.
She's going to spell
yes.
it. We're
yes.
not going to
oh.
say
we're
it.
We're not going to okay. say it. So the M-O-L-D word that, and you know what? There are so many variables mm-hmm. of that word.
Yes.
And people, Sherry, they automatically think that they have black M-O-L-D.
Yes.
And that's
and
not,
they panic.
And they panic.
We don't need to panic.
No, don't panic.
No.
I don't think I've ever seen any cases with the black MOLD.
We do have that.
Yeah. I know we have it, but I haven't yeah. seen any cases.
We are so good out here about getting on it quickly.
That it doesn't develop.
Yes, as long as we can get on it quickly and get it dried out.
And that is the key. People need to, regardless of whether it's black mold or any other kind of M word, they need to take it seriously, though, because if you think, oh, well, I'll just put a fan in the room and things will dry out, that moisture's gotten in more than likely
yes.
behind the drywall, mm. into the insulation, and so that M stuff can be growing in the walls. So it's important that people take this seriously.
It truly is.
It is. And they think about the fans, like you said, but they don't think about a dehumidifier. to pull that moisture out of even the air.
Yep.
We do get humidity here. People don't think so, but we do.
So do the fans remove the humidity?
The fans cause airflow.
Mission, if you choose to.
The dehumidifier.
Hi, my name is Desmond, owner of Prescott Valley Transmissions. Our mission has always been to serve the Quad City area.
We want it dead.
We ladies need the moisture.
You've got to keep it a certain level.
For our skin.
Yes, we do. We do.
I'm trying to think of something funny to say. I'm working on it.
Getting us to rub the M word on our face.
We like that humidity. Don't even think about putting a dehumidifier in my house. No. So with the groundwater episodes.
Yes.
I bet your phone was ringing off the hook because I know mine was.
Not just us, the plumbers.
Oh, yes.
Because they assume when it's groundwater.
It's a leak.
Yes, we have a leak. We have a busted pipe, and then they're paying a plumber also to come out and check it out when it's the groundwater. And people don't understand. We were so oversaturated. Mm-hmm.
So what we've discovered with the oversaturation, 9 out of 10 of the homes did not, and Mike will understand this, did not either have a viable French drain installed, which could remove this water.
Yes.
And or they didn't have what you do, Mike, so very well, is their foundation waterproofed.
Yes.
Although even doing that and doing all the right things to prohibit water from coming in from the sides, you still can get, with groundwater, moisture coming up inside of that foundation, which you really can't control from the outside. So if that's the case and somebody has that continually happen, what they need to think about then is doing basically what the French drain does on the outside, only do that on the inside, create a sump to where that water can drain from inside the foundation and then be pumped out.
Absolutely.
Okay, so would you do that only in an unfinished basement?
No, absolutely in a finished or unfinished basement, either way.
And we had a scenario that you might could help our listeners. Uh-huh. The scenario we had with this last flood were people who have houses with views on the side of mountains. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. When it's coming down so fast, it will make a waterway right through their house.
Yes.
What do they do to stop that or divert that?
Well, one of the things during construction or some post-construction, you need to have a good, what we call a swale, which intercepts that water coming down the hillside above your house and channels it around.
Okay.
And it can't be just a small little, you know, 6-inch deep ditch, so to speak. It needs to be, depending on the severity of the slope, it needs to be maybe 3 feet wide and at least 18 inches deep, rock lined, so where it can catch that moisture, that ground surface water, and then disperse it around the sides.
Okay.
So that's something that should be done at the onset of construction.
Actually, it's smarter to do it at the onset as opposed to waiting. A lot of times the brow ditches or barrow ditches will be done just roughed in up front, and then when the landscaping comes at the tail end, then they'll go ahead and rock line it. But yes, it's better to do it up front because if you have monsoons during construction, guess what?
Nope, there was where the water will go.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely.
Plus, the ease and convenience of taking care of it during construction when you can get equipment back there, manpower, instead of having to wheelbarrow and do everything else.
Maybe we shouldn't be telling us we're going to be taking business away from here.
We have enough to keep us busy. And if the main component we saw missing in Yavapai County was flood insurance.
Oh.
People think if they're high on the mountain, if they're in different areas, if you're not in a flood zone, it's super cheap. And these microbursts, the monsoons, a lot of people would have coverage for that if they would do some flood insurance.
So a lot of it depends on the geography of where you're at. You may not be in a flood zone, but you may very well be in a basin that's feeding from several different directions. So you're going to get it.
And I feel like the microbursts just drop anywhere in Arizona.
Now, flood insurance is just for water that comes down, and it does not cover water coming up into a house.
This is What I would like to do, Sandy, and you're probably a good one, I want to do an education, an expert panel on what it does cover, what it doesn't.
No, exactly.
Yeah. So the public is educated, because we realized our homeowners were not clear, and a lot of them thought their homeowners insurance covered
it. Oh, it doesn't.
And absolutely not.
Nope. Plus, looking at a homeowner's policy for MOLD is also critically important.
Yes, and absolutely.
If you have a plumbing leak, a major plumbing leak, ooh, and it floods your basement,
that's covered.
Flood insurance does cover that.
But your homeowner's does if you have the right policy.
If you have the right policy,
yes,
exactly.
And she's right, that MOLD on there is super important.
Yep.
So, I think it's time for another little savory chocolate bite.
Can you believe she needs more energy?
We're going to take a break. We're going to munch on chocolate. And when we come back with Miss Sherry Pimentel of ServiceMaster, the
Disaster Diva.
I love that. You've got to put that on your business card.
I am.
We'll come back and we'll talk about more disaster services and what ServiceMaster does and how to protect yourself. So don't move. We'll be right back.
Today, there are many ways to return your heart to health. And at the James Family Heart Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center West, our heart specialists work together to find the solution that's best for you. We create customized care plans that combine innovative technology, the latest surgical and non-surgical procedures, and an exceptional dedicated team. Our physicians are skilled cardiac specialists who are trained in the most advanced heart procedures, many that don't even require an incision. That means you or someone you love can get back to an active and healthier life sooner. The latest heart procedures, leading technology, and an amazing team, all for you and the people close to your heart. Learn more at dignityhealth.org/YRMC. Hello, human kindness.
Hi, this is Roger Barton, owner of Badger Roofing, a proud member of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Badger Roofing is a locally owned family business, and we've been providing quality roofing services in the Prescott area and northern Arizona since 1994. At Badger Roofing, we're working hard every day to continue our tradition of providing exceptional quality and service to you, our valued customers and friends. Give us a call at 771-8770 or online at badgerroofing.net. At Badger Roofing, we've got you covered.
Hello, Prescott area folks. This is Steve Blair, owner of Blind Brothers Arizona. I'm here with my good friend and sidekick, Eric Meinhardt.
Hey, Prescott.
Eric, you're out there every day meeting with our customers. What are they the most happy about with their new window coverings?
Well, Steve, we actually do what we say we're going to do. They appreciate we show up on time, double-check the measuring, and install their blinds properly. That seems to be what our customers are most happy about.
Service is just so important.
It is, and I'm also proud we only offer American-made products.
I agree. So if you're looking for upgrades in your window coverings, come visit us at Blind Brothers Arizona, the originals. Look for Arizona in our name.
When it comes to patio doors, you want style and innovation. When it comes to windows, you want energy efficiency and durability. I'm Ty from Builders Wholesale. We have all that to offer and then some. Builders Wholesale wants you to have unbeatable quality with all the choices you want in custom windows and patio doors. At Builders Wholesale, it's all about you. So give us a call at 778-6655 or check out our product lines at builderspresscott.com.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I hope you watch our little Facebook Live post.
It was cool.
It was very cool. I like doing that.
And I've got my new persona.
Disaster Diva. That is Miss Sherry Pimentel with ServiceMaster. I like that, Disaster Diva.
I'm going to have Epi make me my own little persona with a cape.
Your little meme.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Disaster Diva.
So the phone's, I told her, the phone's probably going to be ringing off the hook with people calling for that disaster lady.
She would know.
The Disaster Diva. Okay, so ServiceMaster does disaster cleanup. Is that the right terminology?
Absolutely perfect.
For floods, MOLD, fire.
Hoarding,
trauma. Yes. And other health challenges that yes. happen in a home.
Absolutely.
So how did you get into this biz, Miss Disaster Diva?
Well, when I decided to get out of the insurance business, I was an insurance agent for 25 years in the South, and I moved out here. I saw their ad, and I'd worked with them over the years, and I knew that ServiceMaster was a faith-based company, so that's what made me go there. Then I met Epi and Colleen.
I know, and then
done
the rest
deal.
Is history.
Done deal, yes.
The rest is history.
Yes, I fell in love.
I just... Epi, Vicente, and Colleen, with their love of life, love of the Lord, love of the community.
Yes.
Ethics.
Wonderful. Top notch.
Yep.
I think I've searched my whole life to work for somebody like that. You know, never too late. I'm halfway there, so, you know, if they'll stick with me another 50 years.
You made it. To 100.
Yes, yes.
So, good for you. So, does this job keep you running and hopping? Do you go to every job and inspect it? Tell me and share with our listeners what a day is like in the life of the Disaster Diva.
It is crazy. I do not go to all the jobs. If Epi feels like it's something that the community needs to hear or he wants documented, he will get me out there for photos and documentation. Usually I am seeing our agents, realtors, plumbers, people who deal with the disasters we deal with. I love educating the community, so I'm always going and talking about, you know, that word. Mm-hmm. And, you know, fires and floods, you know, that's prevalent here in our community. And trying, like you said, to get people to know, don't panic. Mm-hmm. Call Sandy. She has a person for everything.
We call it her toolbox.
Yes, yes.
So... Okay, so you get up at what time in the morning?
I get up at 5:30 every morning.
Okay, and you're on the road at what time?
I try to be on the road by 7:30. If I'm going over the hill, it may be a little longer because I do all of Yavapai County, so...
So do you meet then? Because I see you at lots of... other organization gatherings,
yes.
chamber gatherings,
yes.
nonprofits, because
yes.
you are out there spreading the word.
Absolutely.
Sharing.
Absolutely. We want to educate people so they know what they're looking at. A lot of times, you know, during our big events, weather events, we have people coming up that are shysters and trying mm-hmm. to take advantage of the community. Uh-huh. So we really want to educate people and make them aware there's a fixed to everything. This last flood, Epi saw people wanting to walk away from their home, you know, just because it had flooded. So we want everybody to know it's okay, it can be fixed, and let's have a healthy community.
Now,
wow, that was close.
That was close. Moo.
Very close.
Moo.
M-O-L-D. It should always be tested. And is ServiceMaster a testing company, or do you hire a third-party independent testing?
We do hire a third-party independent. That way, it doesn't look like we're leading
right.
somebody. And if we do a mold job, and I'm sure it...
Sandy,
and I was going to make it today. If we do one of those jobs... Before we leave, it has to be clearance tested, air quality.
Right.
So we would use a third party to do that again.
See, and right there is a big difference between those who would come in from the, what I'll call the outliers,
right.
Will come into town and, oh, you're okay, we've taken care of it, we've done our own test.
Yes.
Well, that's not credible.
It's not credible. And the other part of that, Mike, is that the outliers will come in and not do proficient remediation
yes.
and removal of the
yes.
MOLD.
What needs to be done?
And slap paint or something over
Bingo.
It.
Bingo. That's the problem we're
yes,
having.
Yes, and then they're gone.
Yes.
So listeners, please, 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 if you do anything, we've got to involve a third-party tester. And after the test, air clearance, it's for your protection.
Absolutely.
I agree. And I can attest to the fact, because I've used ServiceMaster before, and they've done exactly what Sherry was just describing. At the end of the job, they had it tented off for the room that was applicable. Yeah. And at the end of the job, they brought in a third-party tester and had it tested and said, you're good to go.
Absolutely.
Now, we talk about the old adage that bleach. Let's just put some bleach and some spray cleaner, and it's going to remove the MOLD. Sherry, take it away.
It will not. Bleach will actually feed it because it's going to go through and feed that mold. That's two.
Two.
It's three strikes, you've got to buy her lunch.
Yep.
We should say, if you say it three times, because she said it once.
I didn't say the whole thing.
Oh, no, she didn't. She knows.
I did say it.
You did, so one to two.
But because you brought candy...
I don't know if that gives her an out.
No. We have no outs with that word.
Yes, no outs.
There are so many good people that can take care of it correctly. And then we have homeowners, especially our elderly, that don't understand. And people that, the outliers, I love that word, come up and say, oh, we can take care of it in a day. We'll get this all done. Mm-hmm. Can't be taken care of in a day.
No, absolutely,
absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Plus, the remediation techniques for closing off and doing ventilation work and being properly suited up to take care of it is so critical.
Absolutely critical. If you don't have a containment, if somebody tells you they can come in and do it and you don't see containment going up, that's your first problem. And then if the people remediating don't come in looking like spacemen,
run.
Because they need to do that.
The hazmatters.
Yes.
The MOLD hazmatters.
And turn off your HVAC unit don't spread that to the rest of your house.
Yep. Oh, that is perfect.
People want to heat it up, you know, dry it out. The heat just fuels
it. No, you're right.
Turn it off. Don't spread it.
So every day you're on the road educating and sharing. So now it's Friday afternoon, 5 o'clock. Now what does the disaster diva do?
Well, she usually, if she gives Epi enough time, and it's funny, when I saw your email this weekend, because I did head off to Havasu, California to dip off for the weekend.
I saw the pictures.
And so usually I don't, because you never know when a disaster turns up. But we let Epi know ahead of time so he can cover it. But that's what I did. I love to get by the lake, anything outside.
Good.
I came to Arizona kicking and screaming. And
wow.
I love it. I never look at the south, ever.
You know, it's funny about the water, and I know we have to break for take a break in just a second, but I was the same way moving to Arizona. When I was coming from Colorado, I thought, oh, gosh, Arizona, that's all desert. I'll sell my boat.
That was me.
So several years later, we're buying a boat.
Now, you were gone this past weekend, Mike. Were you not playing volleyball or trying to win some sort of senior citizen award, but we won't.
Luckily, I'm saved by the break.
You are saved by the break, but we're going to find out about your senior citizen, your golden years volleyball tournament. Sherry, this is big when we return.
I'm going to take us to break. Enough of this frivolity. You're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association, aired on Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. So please stay tuned for some great messages from our valuable sponsors. Fill up that cup of coffee and have another chocolate.
I will.
We'll be right back.
Honey, did you lock the door?
Oh, man.
No worries. I can control our alarm, locks, and garage doors from anywhere in the world. Control the temperatures of our home if we are away, automatically or manually. I can see the kids when they come home, too. With Caltex, the possibilities are endless.
Hi, I'm Ian with Caltex. We are locally and veteran-owned. Give us a call at Caltex at 928-575-0246 for a free estimate today. And just remember, it's my family protecting yours. AZROC 31193.
If you're a propane user, you've most likely heard the name Barrett Propane.
That's because they've been around this area for more than 60 years, providing reliable propane to your home or business. They've also worked hard to improve the quality of life for everyone in Yavapai County by supporting local nonprofits. It's just who they are. Friendly local folks not only delivering propane, but making life a little better along the way. Learn more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
One call does it all. Franklin Plumbing has been serving the Quad City area for over 35 years. Family owned and operated, Franklin Plumbing offers the highest quality of workmanship, and we are dedicated to good service. With a 24-hour emergency line available, we are always there to help. Franklin Plumbing Services, 928-445-1045. One call does it all. Franklin Plumbing Services, 928-445-1045.
Do you feel the warmth in the air? We do, and we are ready to start helping you enjoy the great outdoors. Hi, this is Mark with Earthworks Landscape and Supply. We are so excited for the spring and summer season. How excited? We have changed our hours to better suit you and your landscape desires. Our new hours are Monday through Saturday, 7 to 5. We will be open on Sundays from 10 to 3. Come by Earthworks Landscape and Supply off Highway 89 in Chino Valley and see how the teamwork makes the dream work.